Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
7:39 tonight, UConn San Diego State. And, you know, we've relied a lot on David Borges from CT Insider this season. His insight's been great, and nobody knows more about the team than him. And he's good to join us now on Brian and Company. David, are you going? You're going in later today, or you're not already there? Are you?
Oh yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, they had obviously media availabilities yesterday. So
did you go back and forth, yeah, or stay in town?
Staying in town.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
Makes it a little easier.
Boston's got some good food. It's at the TD Garden, so you're staying close, like by the North End, or at the Marriott Long Wharf, or something like that.
I wish
a little more humble than that.
A little bit more, but it's fine. It's walking distance, and it's all good.
A couple things. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be a long day for you, so we're grateful for the time. What are your general thoughts on tonight?
You know, every game that UConn goes into these days, I'm trying to think of, you know, what could go wrong for them. Not hoping, but just wondering. At some point, do they come back down to earth? Do they get caught at some point? And it just never happens. Not only doesn't that not happen, they end up blowing their opponent out. And you know, San Diego State has familiarity with them, obviously. They lost to UConn in the national championship game last year, and their backcourt has returned. The two guards from last year are back. They're a tough team. They grind it out. They're defensive oriented. They don't really score. They have trouble scoring. They have one guy averaging double figures, but he's averaging 21.5 a game. He's a tough player up front. But I just don't see how I don't see UConn losing. I mean, they find a way every game, and it could be a low scoring game. But I think ultimately UConn advances after tonight.
What I'm curious about, and listen, Dan Hurley, Coach Hurley, and he's arguably one of the best coaches in the country, maybe the best coach and a great recruiter. Everything's working for him, right? And he believes in his team, and he's not afraid to express it. Is there any concern about overconfidence?
I don't think so, because they really seem to have the right attitude. They're certainly confident. They've earned that right to be confident. I don't really necessarily see them being cocky. I think he really preaches respecting every opponent, whether it's Stetson or whether it's San Diego State. You know, I think that he has drilled into them that they are trying to do something that nobody's done for a long time, which is win back-to-back titles. And to do that, you have to maintain the right attitude and respect opponents and not get too high on yourselves and celebrate a victory that night, but then focus on the next opponent the next day. And I really believe it, when you talk to these guys, talking to them yesterday, I believe that that's really drilled into them. And I think I don't think that they're overconfident. I don't think that's something that's going to hurt them at all.
We're talking with David Borges. You can read his stuff at ctinsider.com here on Brian and Company. What's the expectation? You know, obviously Madison Square Garden is a special place for UConn and UConn fans. There's not a history in Boston, but it's so close. It's easier to get to than most UConn fans than New York. I mean, what's the crowd expectation for tonight?
That's a good question. I know tickets are very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you get the lower bowl there. Some of them are going for more than $1,000 right now.
Yeah. I certainly would expect a very strong UConn turnout. I was a little surprised that in Brooklyn, especially the first game, the UConn fans wasn't a huge turnout. Now maybe it's Stetson. You expect a victory. They've already played 7 games in New York this year. And then even the game against Northwestern, I'd say it was almost 50-50 between UConn and Northwestern fans. Again, Northwestern, it's the novelty still there, and probably have a lot of alums in New York. But I was a little surprised. Yeah, I would expect a lot of UConn fans there tonight. But yeah. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if the other 3 teams in town are going to attract a lot of. Certainly, San Diego State won't have a lot of fans, I don't think, and I'm sure Illinois will have a lot, and probably Iowa State as well. They travel well, but I would expect a good UConn turnout tonight.
You know, in terms of, you talked about this one player in particular for San Diego State who sort of scores more than anybody else on the team. I don't know who it is, and it sounds like he's someone who plays down low. Like, is he the center? Like, whose job is it going to be to shut this guy down? Is it going to be Klingon's job or somebody else's?
Well, his name is Jaden Ledee, and he's 6'9", 240. He is basically their center, but he can step out and hit jump shots, 15, 17-foot range. He can hit some threes as well. In fact, he's been hot from three in the last,
He's like 50% from three when he's away from home. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and so I don't know if it'll be Klingon or perhaps Alex Caravan, but that's the thing. It's guys like this actually are guys who've been matchup problems for UConn in the past, whether it's sort of a Bryce Hopkins from Providence or Baylor Shireman from Creighton. These kind of four men who can shoot a little bit. I don't know if this guy's a four-man or a five-man. I'm sure he'd rather consider himself a four-man for NBA purposes.
Sure.
So I think, I think either guy, either Klingon or Caravan, will see time on him potentially. Again, the kind of UConn does such a good job of shutting down other teams' star players. They've already done it twice this tournament, but those guys are both guards. So we'll see. This is the kind of guy who has hurt UConn in the past.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I love UConn's bench. I think Samson Johnson's been good. I love Diarra, and I think, obviously Jalen Stewart's come on really strong. So, if that's the rotation, I would be pretty confident in that. I want to ask you real quick before we let you go. I mean, you follow all this stuff. Can you just give me your quick snippet thoughts on, because obviously you don't want to look ahead, but Clemson, Arizona, who do you think wins that one?
Well, I got to go Arizona on that one.
Okay. And Alabama, North Carolina?
Carolina. I don't like Alabama. No defense at all.
And Illinois, Iowa State, which obviously is a big, important one for UConn fans.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game. Kind of high-powered offense against, again, another grinded outside team with Iowa State. I think I'll go Illinois. They just have more star power, more power overall.
Awesome. David, we appreciate it, man. Have fun tonight. I hope it's a great atmosphere. And we'll be reading your stuff later tonight and tomorrow morning.
All right, Brian. Should be fun.
Yeah, have a good one. David Borges from CT Insider. You can go to ctinsider.com. And again, he's with them all the time. He knows.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.